Central Queens.
Welcome back, folks. What's Ailing America? And sorry about that. I didn't hear the music going into the break again. So, Chris, please continue what you were saying.
Well, sometimes I wonder why they go to so much trouble to deceive people cleverly when, in a pinch, they just bald-faced lie. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've, you know, spent so much time doing in informing people is showing how these studies are just not honest. You know, the last month there was a study saying they had finally proven that mercury doesn't cause autism, but, you know, you and I both have been teaching people for years, stop saying mercury causes autism because you're going to be your own worst enemy, because they will be able to prove that mercury doesn't cause autism,
mm-hmm.
since it doesn't, and then that will give them the way out to say these vaccines are fine. And this study last month from California you know, showed that autism continued to dramatically increase when mercury was removed from the vaccines, and then they began changing or interchanging the word mercury and vaccine. So they said, since mercury is not in the vaccines, therefore that means vaccines are safe.
Now, exactly.
People have gotten so dumbed down by public education, by poor eating habits, by toxins in their brain, that they can't even see clear logic. You know, to say that since mercury is not in the vaccine means that vaccines are safe, that'd be like saying, well, if they discovered white Mack truck drivers don't kill people when they run over them at a higher rate than black Mack truck drivers do, that therefore driving over people with Mack trucks won't kill them.
Hey, that's an excellent analogy, and yes, I totally agree with you, and that's what people have to realize that they're doing. As a matter of fact, I've known for years that they were going to pull this garbage on the people, and they were going to say that the mercury's out, now the vaccines are safe. And, of course, in that article that Chris is talking about that was published in the Journal of Psychiatry, they actually admitted that they didn't delve any further into what does cause autism. You know, they just figured that the mercury didn't. And I know we have a call from Don from Oregon, but before we get to Don, I just want to mention what I have realized, folks, from years of not only reading scientific articles, but also conducting scientific research myself. And one of the main reasons I left mainstream medicine, there were many reasons, which I do mention in that interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance on my website, but when I was doing research, they would frequently ask the people doing the research to change their hypothesis if the results did not turn out the way that the experiment was expected to go. There is so much research fraud going on to begin with, you can't even imagine. And, of course, in this latest article from the British Journal, they actually admitted under conflicts of interest that three of the authors frequently testify against parents in vaccine litigation. So obviously, people like that that are so prejudiced and are making money from testifying against the parents who claim their children are vaccine damaged are not going to report the truth, even if it's glaringly obvious. And that is the reason that statistics was invented, folks, because just like you can indict a ham sandwich, you can make anything come out correct with statistics. And we're going to another break, so hold on, folks.
Are you tired?
tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. I understand we have Don from Oregon on the line. Are you there, Don?
Good afternoon, Dr. Carley, and welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
First of all, given the fact that I am what you would consider a polytrauma times three survivor, and I have since then indirectly acquired an alpha 2 immunoglobulinemia nephropathy, which subsequently has led to a lot of kidney issues, a lot of nephrologic and renal issues. I have, I believe, resolved everything except the chronic renal hypertension, which I don't know how to take care of other than the lisinopril that I'm taking. But the other issues I believe I have resolved by implementing a regime of colloidal silver, oregano with P73, and olive leaf extract. Those are the three chemicals that I am presently imbibing that seem to work best for me. And might I add, I do believe, I have faith in the fact that I have survived through the flu season without taking any flu shots, and I am what could be defined as a, quote, middle-aged white American male.
That's okay, correct. Wait. Hold on, Don. You just said that you have survived in spite of not taking the flu shot. You have survived because you didn't take the flu shot, Don, because the flu shot causes the flu.
That's what I mean. I've survived it by not taking it.
Yes, Exactly. And I just want to make that clear. Okay.
Yeah, I took it 2 years ago, and I found myself quite ill, and then I became aware of colloidal silver and the oregano with the P73 in it, and I began taking it consistently a year ago, and then I adulterated into that regime the olive leaf extract, and the combination of the three has allowed me to interact in this somewhat small society that I live in. I mean, I live in a very large county with a very minimal population. It's the ninth largest county in the United States, and it only has 7,000 people in all of it.
Lucky.
And I can interact wherever I go socially, and I'm not overly concerned about contracting a viral or bacterial disorder. And I believe it has a lot to do with the fact that I have these three products in my body right now working with me.
Okay, I totally agree with you. And that's going to make me want to talk about Antoine Bachamp with Chris, because what you have to realize is that it's not the bugs you have to be afraid of in the first place. Yes, in fact, these mad scientists are creating viruses and bacteria that are much more pathological, dangerous, cause disease than anything that was ever out in nature. And so it's good to have those things that you're taking on hand. And, in fact, they're all very good. But you see, it's not the germs that you need to be afraid of. It's the toxicity of your body. And that's the reason that when I do protocols for people, and the big picture of my protocol is the last diagram on my website. It involves detoxification, alkalinization, uncorrupting the immune system, and natural things to deal with whatever symptoms or damage that you have. You must detoxify, and that's what you have not done. You have not detoxified the viruses that have been injected into you, which have probably damaged your kidneys. You just said you had a flu vaccine a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you've had other things, other vaccines in the past, as well as pesticides, fluoride. There's so many different things that you need to detox. So that's what I do for people. I create an individual protocol just for you, based on your individual history, to teach you what I would do if I was you to detoxify yourself and also to boost yourself with different supplements that could help you in terms of what's going on with the different problems you're having. And in terms of high blood pressure, that brings to mind magnesium. Chris, would you like to tell Don a little bit about the magnesium supplement that you sell and how excellent that is for high blood pressure?
Well, yes, magnesium is particularly important for what's called essential hypertension. It helps to reduce the symptomology, although the real underlying factor for high blood pressure or hypertension is a selenium deficiency, which is brought about by cadmium toxicity. Cadmium toxicity, which is exceedingly common, which is why high blood pressure is so exceedingly common. And people probably never heard of cadmium, so they don't know that when you eat white flour, white sugar, when you smoke cigarettes, whether directly or secondhand, breathing in factory exhaust, there are a great many sources of cadmium that causes a displacement of selenium, which causes hypertension, and magnesium helps with the symptomology. So there's actually are four different items nutritionally that need to be built up. Or this gentleman will be taking the curative aspects that he's using, oregano and the olive leaf extract, which are excellent, but they're dealing with the problem symptoms rather than strengthening the terrain to make the terrain resistant so that those things would no longer be needed. Magnesium being one, and the whole food form that I use, you know, people can't believe they get such incredible results off of so little magnesium, but again, that is the difference that your body knows from 100% whole food grown nutrition versus all the pharmaceutical varieties that are filling your health food store shelves.
I totally agree with you, and that's why you have to know the company from which you are buying your supplements, because they have so many ways of corrupting these supplements with putting fillers and additives and radiating herbs and all kinds of things that they're up to in order to make the supplement to not work. Because the reason the pharmaceutical cartels are going into the supplement business is because they're not stupid. You know, they see they see that Americans are spending billions of dollars on supplements, even though the doctors are telling them it's giving them expensive urine. And so they're getting into the business so that they can not only make money off it, but corrupt those supplements so that they will maybe not work as well, and you'll go back to your drugs. So that's why it's so important to learn about what you need to do, not only in terms of all the different supplements that are necessary for you to reverse your problem, but also what you need to do to detoxify yourself and get out the chemicals and other things you've been exposed to throughout your life, and especially the vaccines that have corrupted your immune system, which are causing the problem. For example, many people that have high blood pressure have kidney problems due to an autoimmune situation with a kidney. Any of the nephritises, they're all caused by vaccines. Excuse me.
Okay.
So that's what you need to do.
Am I still on?
You're still on.
It's hard for me to hear. I don't know. The volume seems to be down real low. I accept everything that's said. I guess it means that I need to consult with you, Dr. Carley. I would like to caveat that I do not smoke. I do not drink. I've never smoked in my life. I do not drink alcohol. I stopped drinking over 10 years ago, all forms of it. I do not eat any of the white starchy food products that was alluded to earlier. That has been evacuated from the body, so to say. I try to practice as best I can under the constraint of a limited income, given the fact that I am a disabled military former combat person from the NAM era. My ability to afford, shall we say, these products that I need, I think I've done fairly well. My environment is not the best, but I would agree that there probably is a lot of toxicity that has been introduced into this body that I occupy presently. Just knowing what my history is, let's just say that's a given. And especially where I've been and what I've been involved in. But I'm saying right now for the record that I think I've done as best as I could do, and I certainly will be communicating with you, Dr. Carley, and maybe we can come to some agreement and establish this so-called protocol, because I agree with you. I think that it's necessary to know how to effectuate a positive outcome, and right now I agree, again, that your method seems to me to be the most prudent and wise way of doing that. So with that said, I appreciate you for being on the air, and I'll let you go.
Okay, well, I appreciate what you said, and of course, even though you're trying to do the best you can now, you're living in the world, which our quote-unquote representatives in the District of Criminals are being allowing to be poisoned through the air, the water, the food every day. And you just mentioned a very important fact. You are military. You are ex-military. And certainly you realize that the inoculations you were given as a soldier are the most toxic inoculations that exist. They always experiment on the soldiers first before they bring their toxic inoculations into the public. And, of course, one of the main things they're doing now, especially with the Gulf War soldiers, is that they are killing them with their vaccines. People don't realize that more soldiers are dying from their vaccines in this war than are dying from gunfire. And the reason they're really pulling out the shots now, and I'm talking about the needles, is because of it gets very obvious to the soldiers once they go over there what's really going on. And they don't want the soldiers to come back and tell their families what's really happening in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan, where they took down the Taliban, reason being because the Taliban had shut down opium production. And there's many, many drugs that depend on opium in this country, and they had to get that opium market opened back up. That's the reason we went into Afghanistan. And as far as Iraq goes, it's all about the oil. But it's not about getting oil for us to bring our prices down, as you see at the gas pumps every day. It's about getting rid of Saddam Hussein, because he was the Lone Ranger that was actually selling oil for a lower price than the rest of the oil cartel. So that's why they had to get rid of Saddam Hussein. It had nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. So I could talk about these subjects for days, but I just want to point out to you that even though you're doing the right thing now, You are at present a result of everything that's happened to you, and that's why I take histories going back to when you were born. Okay, we got another break coming up. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America. Okay, folks, I just want to make a mention. My email address is up on the RBN site. It's the correct email now. It's drcarly@gmail.com. But if any of you have any questions of me or you want to talk to me about how I do consults, I do encourage you to please call me. My number is on my website, drcarly.com. I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of emails a day now, and I'm very much behind. I'm going to try to catch up this weekend, but if you want to talk to me about what I do to teach people what to do to reverse their problems, you really need to call me because otherwise you're going to be probably waiting for a little bit. But, Chris, I would like for you to, if you would now teach our listeners about Antoine Béchamp. That was a perfect lead-in that Don from Oregon gave us because people think that, you know, just because they're doing the right thing now, after, you know, 40, 50, 60 years of doing what the white coats told them to do, that they're going to be okay. There was a very important man by the name of Antoine Béchamp whose work was corrupted by Louis Pasteur because his one germ, one disease theory fit along with a pharmaceutical cartel. So could you please tell our listeners about Antoine Béchamp because you are one of the most knowledgeable persons about Antoine Béchamp.
Yes, well, Antoine Béchamp first of all, he was he had the best credentials of anyone who's ever lived. I mean, it's really incredible when you look at, here's a man when they talk about credentials, see, he had he was degreed in biology, chemistry, physics, pharmacy, and medicine, was a practitioner in each of these disciplines, and he was a university professor for all of these subjects. You know, the accomplishments of Basham are unparalleled, and he quite simply has no equal, and yet most of the listeners have never heard anything about this name, Antoine Basham.
I just want to mention, Chris, I certainly did not learn about him in medical school.
Yes, well, Antoine Basham established the truth that it is the terrain, the condition of your body that determines illness, not some unseen evil spirits or germs lurking about waiting to pounce on you unsuspecting so that you have to run to the white coat for heroic intervention. And, you know, Basham really tied it down very simply that life is a process of assimilation, disassimilation, or excuse me, of digestion, assimilation, disassimilation, and excretion. And that any interference in one or more of these resulted in breakdown of the organism, disease, and death. So, as you noted, as Don really showed very well without realizing it, you know, just because someone says, I don't drink alcohol, I quit 10 years ago. I don't eat white starchy products, I quit that after 40 years of doing it. Well, you've dug a deep hole, and stopping doing those things simply stops the hole from getting any deeper. It doesn't fill in or repair. And that's where it's so important for digestion to be considered, for assimilation, make sure you're getting the nutrients that you're taking. Disassimilation, that's getting the things removed from the body that aren't supposed to be there. And then excretion, getting rid of them once you've expunged them from the tissues. All of those are important steps. And if you maintain all of those well, then you don't get sick. Then you have energy from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed. You hardly sleep, and not because you can't sleep, but because you don't want to, because you're full of life. So it's very important for people to understand, as you've already noted so well, the importance of detoxifying all of these poisons that have been intentionally, and by the way, against the law, allowed. You know, 100 years ago, the Pure Food and Drug Act forbade the very things that are now routinely done. That law is still on the books. The FDA parrots that's their purpose is for the Pure Food and Drug Act, but they violate it every time they open their doors. And intentionally pulling nutrients out of food, intentionally putting poisons into foods and into everything else that man puts on his hair and under his arms and on top of his body as well as inside.
I totally agree with you, and that's why, you know, although Ron Paul is certainly the candidate we all need in office, every single representative in Congress has committed treason. I mean, what we need to do to fix this country is very overwhelming. In my opinion, they've all committed treason because they all know what's going on. They've all become prostitutes. They accept money from all these different corporations that allow them, once they pass their laws, to pretty much subvert what's actually supposed to be done. As you said, those laws are on the books, but they've made so many loopholes now as to how they can actually break their own laws, not to mention the fact that all of these individuals that work in agencies like the Fatal Drugs Allowed Agency, the FDA, and all these EPA, all of them, they're not elected, and they just do whatever they want. And it's gotten to the point now where the FDA actually promotes poison, and they've totally been infiltrated with pharmaceutical people, and it's basically become a revolving door. And in terms of what you said about the toxic body, another thing that I just want people to realize is that no matter what nutrients that you're taking, if your body is toxic and you get exposed to any of these organisms and they come into your body will actually mutate them to become more dangerous, because if your body is toxic, your body believes that you're dying. And just as the scriptures say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, your body will start to decompose you. And that's what it does. It uses organisms to do that. So detoxification is key. Hold on, folks. We'll be back after the next break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America, where we expose the war on truth that's being waged against the people by the powers that be. And getting back to what you were saying, Chris, about Antoine Bechamp and how he proved 100 years ago that it's not the bugs that are the problem, it's actually the toxicity of the terrain being our bodies, the fluids within our bodies. I just want all the listeners to ask themselves the question that if you had a sick fish, if your fish was swimming around in its fishbowl and you noticed that it was looking a little peaked, would you start adding chemicals and drugs to the fishbowl? Would you get out the needle and start injecting your fish with disease? I don't think so. You would change the fishbowl. And that's what people need to learn to do with themselves, is to change the terrain of their body. And that involves detoxification, a word I never learned in medical school, because, of course, if they'd have mentioned that word, some of us who were not so sleep-deprived and nutritionally deprived that we were still able to think would have asked ourselves, wow, detoxification, how does that work in medicine, putting the emphasis on the last syllable, of course, because If we're going to talk about detoxification, we have to face the fact that everything the white coats do is making you more toxic. That's all they do is give you drugs which not only just cover up symptoms of the disease at the very best. In many cases, they give you so many side effects that then causes another drug to be prescribed, and that gives you more side effects, and that's when you start going down that vortex into death. And so what you need to do is learn how to detoxify, and there's many ways to do that. There's colon cleansing, there's liver detoxes, there's all kinds of things you can do. What I use in particular is something called homeopathic nosodes, which are a surgical strike approach against the toxins, and you can detoxify anything, vaccine viruses, heavy metals, chemicals, radiation, chemotherapy, anything like that can be detoxified with homeopathic remedies, and that's what I teach people how to do. But, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to say about Antoine Bechamp and how his research actually proved that this was the case, and how did Louis Pasteur come into the picture?
Well, there's so much to say. We couldn't cover it in a month of broadcasts. You know, this is a man who, when he died, it took 8.5 by 11-inch pages of the French National Science Journal, the Moniteur Scientifique, just to list the titles of his published scientific works. You know, here was a man that Louis Pasteur crossed his path early on in the career of Bechamp, and Pasteur recognized the genius, so he crossed his path early and then crossed him and all of humanity much later on. Bechamp was a good old country boy. He was out in Strasbourg, out in the Franco-German border, way far away from all of the high life. Pasteur was in Paris, where everything happened. Bechamp simply did his work, sent in his research, and expected that truth would stand on its own merit. Pasteur would get a hold of Bechamp's work as soon as it came in, and he would rework it and rewrite it, and not doing a very good job because he truly wasn't very bright. So he ended up giving us a inside-out, upside-down, twisted version of truth, and that is what the foundation of medicine is based upon, is Pasteur's twisted, inside-out vision of Bechamp's work. So whereas Bechamp showed why germs can cause disease because of the terrain, Pasteur turned that into germs cause disease, and that heroic measures are necessary to defeat these invaders, which was very profitable, very popular with industry. Also, it became very popular with the emperor. Pasteur was not very bright, but he was an incredibly good salesman. In fact, I would say he was the best salesman in the history of the world. He got right next to Napoleon III, the emperor. He sucked up to academia and to the newspapers. So people accepted his version, which he knew he'd stolen. And, in fact, he documented the frauds that he committed. These were only discovered in the last 30 years because he told his family never to let his personal papers out of the family. But in the 1970s, when the family no longer had anyone left who had actually known him, they decided to dispose of his papers by getting a tax deduction, where France has one of the highest tax levels in the world. And so researchers then found where Pasteur documented where he stole research, where he made up research that he didn't even do, that doesn't work if you did the research, to justify vaccinations that don't work and that harm and kill, so that the role then of Bechamp was covered up before Bechamp ever realized what was happening. Bechamp also was practically the lone voice to speak out against Darwinian evolution, and that's just one more reason why they've whitewashed him from the pages of history. Even though his colleagues begged him to please leave that subject alone because evolution was becoming too popular with everybody in the world, but he said it was an affront to God and it was an affront to science, so he spoke up against that as well. So Bechamp, just through very exacting research, was able to demonstrate how the body is affected based upon, nourishment, toxins, that it's the condition of the host that determines whether disease will occur, not attacks from outside agents. And again, this was all a very fastidious research and wiped out of the pages of history.
Exactly. And isn't it true that Pasteur admitted on his deathbed that it's not a matter of the organisms, that it's the terrain that's important?
Well, those reports are many. I've not been able to ascertain the truth of that, so it sounds real good, and if it's true, great. But whether it's true or whether it isn't, you can go to Pasteur's own writings where he admits that he stole research, that he made up experiments that he didn't do. This is a man who did child experimentation, human experimentation, at the drop of a hat. He was a wicked, awful, vicious, nasty man. So we shouldn't be surprised at the nature of modern medicine, because that's their foundation.
Exactly.
Bisham was a very loving, gentle, a giant with, again, they talk about the scientific method. Nobody was more scientific in the history of the world than Bisham was. No one had more credentials than Bisham did. And yet his credentials and the fastidious nature of his research haven't helped humanity to know the truth, because the truth is that the love of money is the root of all evil, and big business has polluted the truth and sold people a lie for cash sake, and people have abdicated their personal responsibility for their own bodies and their own health to the heroic MDT's interventions. So people largely are to blame themselves for falling hook, line, and sinker for these cons that come from the ultimate con man, Louis Pasteur, rather than knowing about Antoine Bechon.
So I totally agree with you. And actually, I just got a new definition for MD recently. B.J. Palmer called, and B.J. Palmer is the father of chiropractic, and he called the MDs the medical devils. So I like that one even better. That's the one I'm using now. But I just want to also comment on what you said about this theory of evolution situation. I always laugh when I hear about that. There's even editorials on a regular basis in my local paper about, you know, whether or not creation or evolution should be taught in schools. And it's so obvious, it's self-evident that the Creator made us able to evolve. I mean, you know, why do you have to separate one from the other? The Creator obviously knew that these minions were going to do what they've done, and so we had to evolve to a certain amount in order to be able to handle all the toxins and all the assaults that we're sustaining on an everyday basis. So this is yet another distraction, and that's what I want people to start to realize, is that you have been lied to about everything, and you have to take responsibility, as Chris said, for your own health. Instead of going to these white coats and asking them what you should do, and then they give you a prescription, we were taught in medical school that if you don't give somebody a prescription when they come into your office, they're going to feel that they weren't taken care of properly. We're actually taught that in medical school. What you have to do is realize that the prescriptions are nothing more than a symptom cover-up, if that, at best. And that what you need to do is get to the root of the disease, get to the cause of why you are ill. And the white coats will never do that. As a matter of fact, I also have a number of patients with cancer, and one of the clients that I'm helping now actually went to her white coat after hearing my CD on cancer and asked her doctor if the doctors know what causes cancer. And they all say, well, we have no idea what causes cancer. I mean, it's a joke. You know, the cancer is caused because the immune system is corrupted, and the immune system is no longer able to kill the cancer cells, which are in everybody's body in this toxic world in which we live. So cancer is nothing more than a disease of the immune system not being sufficient to kill the cancer cells. And then there's a matter of getting rid of the toxins that cause the cancer cells to form in the first place. So once you realize that the Creator gave your body the ability to heal itself, if you just get out of the way by doing what the white coats tell you and also learn about proper nutrition and assimilation, which basically means digestion and incorporating these nutrients into your body, because if your digestive system doesn't work, that's not going to happen. And then the elimination is also key. If you don't get rid of the poisons, and that's one of the major jobs of the colon, is to push out all the poisons that are in your body as the colon removes the water to be reused in your body. And there's so many people in this country that suffer constipation. And constipation is the situation where your body's not able to excrete the toxins. And if they're going to sit in your colon, they're just going to recycle again. They're going to go right back into your body and cause more havoc also. So this whole idea of health is such an important thing for all of you to learn about. As a matter of fact, I am committed to bringing health to our country, and not just our country, but all over the world. I know we have many international listeners as well. Once enough people are healthy enough to be able to use their brains and activate that common sense and logic and critical thinking that we all used to have before, as Chris said, we were dumbed down in the schools and been given all these chemicals and heavy metals and other things that have made our brains not able to work properly, and also to take responsibility. That is the key. You have to take responsibility for your own self and do whatever you have to do to learn about how to get well and then to get well. Because once enough of us get well and are strong enough to stand up and face the truth, the party is over for these minions who have sold their soul for cash, who will do anything to give themselves more power and more wealth. They could care less about the rest of us. They consider us useless eaters. Do you agree with that, Chris?
Yes, that is a large contingent of those at the upper echelons, especially, whether they do so knowingly or whether just by their actions. I had a case down in the Florida Keys of a woman who had gotten off of all of her diabetic medications, her long-term, many years diabetes. Every evidence of it had disappeared after taking the 100% whole food chromium according to the proper protocols. And when she went to the doctor, because she had been on Avandia last year and taken off of that, so when she presented and he did all the tests, he said, well, I guess we finally hit on the right medications with our new drug protocols. And she told him, I'm not taking any of those drugs. And he said, what? And she showed him the chromium she was taking and told him what she was doing. And he said, first, I don't believe you. You've got to be doing something else. When she insisted, this is all I'm doing, he then said, that's not possible, and left. You know, so he wouldn't even believe even what his own tests showed him. A long-term diabetic, no longer showing any signs of diabetes, all with normal readings, not taking any of the medications.
I know, and it's so sad. I've been doing what I'm doing now for 10 years, and it's so amazing the different stories that I hear from my clients and what their white coats will say. In fact, insulin-dependent diabetes is an autoimmune disease where the beta cells of the pancreas are attacked, and that's caused by vaccinations. But non-insulin-dependent diabetes is, as Chris said, basically a chromium deficiency, and even when people present being totally well by doing natural things, the white coats refuse to believe it. I've had so many situations. One of the funniest that I had was two patients that were scheduled to get liver transplants because they had hepatitis B infections, and they went through my protocol and detoxed the hepatitis B with homeopathic nosodes and also fixed their immune system, etc. And the white coats, there was two different transplant surgeons involved here, asked them both how they had done this, and they told the doctor how they did it, and the doctor said, well, I don't want to know about that. Because, in fact, you have to realize that even if they protest too much, that they don't want to know or they don't believe, certainly they must realize someplace in their subconscious that if this is all true, then they're going to go out of business. And that is why I have made it my mission to cause the death of medicine. My profession has become so totally corrupted. I am so ashamed of them. It's not just even a matter of creating disease. They are actually now committing euthanasia. I get calls from many people all over the world, but especially in the U.S. and Canada, where especially elderly people are actually being killed in the hospitals and nursing homes through mismatched blood transfusions, inoculations with disease, cocktails of drugs that they know they're not going to be able to tolerate, etc. Morphine, which decreases the respiration. They have many ways to take people off the dole because, of course, our traders in the District of Criminals have already stole the entire Medicare Trust Fund. There is no money in there. So they have a vested interest in decreasing those people that are on the dole, taking them out so that they don't have to create more money because, you know, although they're just, you know, printing it off like wildfire, our monetary value in this country is going down the toilet, you know, in cooperation with the trillions of dollars we're spending on war. And so obviously they realize they have to do something to stop this. And what they appear to be doing is getting rid of the people that are expecting those Medicaid checks. But no one is unable to improve their health. Anything that you do along the natural lines, and especially getting off the medication, is a key thing for you to do. I encourage all of you that are taking any prescription medication to put that medication in Google and read for yourself what it's doing. Okay, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned for What's Ailing America.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. I want to thank the Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing me to come on the air. Actually, I was asked to come on this network, and I'm very pleased to be here to shed a light on what's ailing America and just also to let you know the good news of what you can do to heal yourself. And that's why I'm so happy to have as my first guest on my shows on this network, Chris Barr, health journalist and one of the most knowledgeable people about nutrition that I've met in all my walkings. He knows more than any white coat that I know about nutrition. And Chris, this is going to be our last segment before the show ends, so I would like to ask you to just share with our listeners anything else, any other gems of wisdom that you would like to share, and also just to mention to the listeners that you can go to choosetobehealthy.com and order the supplements that Chris talks about, which are very important because they're made out of whole foods, and also his excellent book on chromium, which I recommend to all of you to purchase and obtain for yourself and learn how just that one supplement can lead to sparkling health, as you say, Chris, in your booklet itself. So please do share with our listeners any parting words that you have that will help them be healthier and also prevent disease.
Well, I guess you could say you saved the best for last, is that chromium is the single most important nutrient discovered to date, though very few know very much about it, and sadly, most of what those few know is wrong. And that's why my book was written about the right form of chromium and which forms are the wrong form. The 100% whole food form, I've never had somebody start taking and have to ask them if they want more. Once they start, they stay with it because they know the difference. Especially important for diabetics, but there's so much more than just diabetes that it's good for. And yet, choosetobehealthy.com, they actually have places with Chris Barr recommends, and they'll note that. And if you only started with one item, the innate response GTF chromium, one taken three times daily, you start with that regimen, and you'll continue it on your own. It's important from before you are born until the day you die in so many more ways than we could cover even in a full two-hour broadcast. And pick up my book there at choosetobehealthy.com as well on chromium sparkling health for your life and living.
Well, I totally agree with you, and in your booklet you share with the readers so many different situations where chromium is important, and of course, even though all of us know that, you know, whole food is the best place to get all of our nutrients, unfortunately, in this day and age where our, you know, food is being corrupted in so many ways, genetic engineering and radiation, I mean, they've now made it mandatory that almonds be irradiated. They're calling it pasteurization. In fact, they're actually trying to take the nutritional value out of our different foodstuffs. They want to make this mandatory for all vegetables, including organics. They're doing everything that they can to make us not be healthy, because the ultimate goal is for when the fan hits, when they take off their mask and expose to us what they're doing, we will not be able to stand. We will be able to stand if we make ourselves healthy, folks. So thank you for listening to the show. Please tune in next week, 12 noon Eastern time, for another edition of What's Ailing America. And thank you so much, Chris, for being my first guest on Republican Broadcasting Network.
Thank you for the honor, Dr. Carley.
God bless, and bye-bye.